or the invaders, and they weren't of a mind to stop and ask. Beadle glanced back through the darkened spinney, seeing Wig struggling to keep up, blundering his way from the shadows. The sky had been turning to grey when they'd set off from Hoo, but even after running most of the 5 miles, they hadn't managed to reach the hill before sundown.
"We shouldn't be doing this,"
Wig said for the 10th time, as he ambled up to his older brother.
"Mam's gonna kill us!"
Beadle ignored him, but Wig was right. Their mam was gonna kill them. But this was too good an opportunity to miss. Everyone in Hoo knew what was happening. The Franks had come across the sea, looting and burning until the king could take no more. He'd raised the Ferd and gone to face them, and by now it would all be over, one way or the other. Beadle might have missed the scrap, but he was damned if he was going to leave all that loot lying around for the crows.
"We should go back, it's too dark,"
Wig moaned.
"Go back then,"
Beadle snapped. He'd just about had enough of Wig's whinging. He should have left him back at the village, but then his little brother was always dogging his tracks like a waif. Besides, Beadle was the eldest, and he'd never in his life done what his little brother asked. Wig glared around at the dark surroundings.
"I can't go on my own, can I? What if I get..."
Beadle shushed him, raising a hand to his brother's mouth.
"Listen,"
he whispered. Carried across the field beyond came a sound. Voices raised on the wind, singing. The longer they listened, the more Beadle could make out. Those weren't English voices. The invaders had won. King Harold was beaten. For a moment he thought turning back might not be such a bad idea. Caught looting the dead by Harold's men and they'd be in the shit for sure. Caught by an invading army. Beadle dismissed the thought. He hadn't come all this way to leave empty-handed. Silently, he led his brother through the trees to the edge of the spinney. It was a bright enough moon to see by, and the view made something twist in his guts. Dark shadows peppered the field. Corpses lay like abandoned sacks of dirt all the way across the flat expanse and up the hill. And atop that rise stood a camp, tents all along the dark horizon, flags flying, fires burning.
"Is that the king's men?"
Wig whispered.
"Course it ain't the bloody king's men, idiot. Listen to them. Does that sound like any king's men you've ever heard?"
Wig's silence told Beadle his brother understood perfectly well they were not king's men. Just as Beadle was wondering whether this was a good idea after all, a spot of rain landed on his face. In moments, that spot had turned to a spatter, and then to a torrent, as the sky opened up and it started to piss down. A smile crossed Beadle's face. Those Franks would be less likely on the lookout for looters in this, and the sound of it beating down would hide any noise the pair of them might make.
"Right," he said to Wig. "Best be quick about this."
He darted from beneath the trees, Wig at his shoulder. Under cover of dark, they reached the first mass of corpses sprawled out on the field. To Beadle's eye, they reminded him of how his father had often looked those years ago, just before he'd drunk himself to death. That useless bastard had spent a lot of his time lying around like a dead man. Beadle could only hope the dead he ransacked tonight would grant him more of a legacy than his sot of a father ever had. Their skin was stony pale in the moonlight. Not that the dead bothered him. He'd seen enough of them in his few short years to know there was nothing to fear from a corpse. Beadle searched the first body, but there was nothing to find. No coin, no jewellery, no nothing. He moved on to the next. This one had nothing on him either, apart from a leather belt at his waist. Beadle saw the buckle was iron, might have been worth something. After a quick fumble, he managed to get it undone, but it was wedged tight underneath the bulk of the corpse.
"Help me, will you?" Beadle said to Wig.
He struggled again, yanking at the belt, but it wouldn't come free. Turning, he saw Wig watching him.
"Don't stand gawping," he said. "Come and help me."